where does the time go? Hi, Patrick again. I've not done a boo for a few days. There always seem to be other things that grab my time. I don't want to sound a moaning mini, but where time goes is truly frightening. For instance, on Sunday, I did some changes to the website, and that seemed to take most of the day. It was actually quite easy. But, you know, these things, you know, takes a long time to find the easy route. Go take a look. Do you see the adverts on the right-hand side? Pictures of things I sell. Click on the picture, and you are linked to the articles I've written, and then you go onto the Amazon page and buy them. I'm really pleased to have done that change. I think the website's getting better and better all the time. Even the number of readers is slowly increasing. And I've changed my welcome page, so the talks of what I can do is given a higher profile, and I'm trying not to use the word we in it throughout. Easier said than done. Went out for lunch with a friend yesterday. Okay, that's a little indulgence, but I've got to keep my sanity somehow or other. Go onto Twitter, and 5 minutes can become half an hour all too easily. I've got to put some effort into LinkedIn. It's bound to be another half hour. Phoned up the accountant, 15 minutes. Somewhere down the line, I must write another article for my website, half a day. I do need a bit of inspiration, though. Also, got to think about my next regular email. Time just disappears. 5 o'clock has been and gone when I have to get the kitchen tidy for lodgers. Then go down to Waitrose and do some shopping. So here we are at 6 o'clock. Frightening. I've done nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh well, I've done this boo, but we'll see what happens. Bye for now.